Hello!
Welcome back to another episode of Heart First. I like forgot where we were for a second. So Jess and I have been talking about sacred rage and anger and all of these feelings and emotions that I think as a woman, human who identifies as woman, we can be put into a box, a black woman. We can be put into a box of just not allowing ourselves to fully express and fully let ourselves rage on to find that peace. And so we just wanted to have a chat about that today. And maybe somebody else out there resonates, and maybe somebody else out there is feeling similarly to not feeling like they can fully embody and express themselves when they're feeling angry. Angry as fuck. Like, you want to rage and you want to, like, express it. And I think there's ways to express it healthfully. There's absolutely ways to not express it healthfully. And what that all entails and means on our small micro scale of being individual humans, and then the larger scale of humanity and our collective. Yeah, so let's dig in.
Yeah, and like so much of that for so many of us, well, we know it all begins through each lifetime, really. But in this lifetime alone, so many of us are educated as small children, you know, to just be quiet or smile and, you know, kind of fit into this, conform to this idea of what is socially acceptable or okay, whether it's your family or the school you go to or your group of friends or whatever, what is deemed okay. And it's so limiting. The old earth, it's shifting, thankfully.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. And, and I know Ifoma and I share this, we've chatted about the roles of our parentals, who we love dearly. And sort of, again, I'll speak for myself rather. But for me, I grew up, you know, and my dad has transitioned, but I know you're here, Dad, and everything's cool. But, you know, it was really tough growing up because my dad had a way with words. No, he had a lot of unhealed stuff, and a lot of that came out as anger and verbal abuse and stuff like that. And just, I kind of learned how to, you know, be this, quote, you know, this strong, well, it's funny, the word strong, right? We know that strong is expressing yourself and your emotions and being fully who you are. But the old earth way of strong is, you know, just keep forging ahead and, you know, smile and get over it and don't express, but repress, avoid, or like, just don't let things affect you when of course they affect you. That's the beauty of being human.
100%. That mirrors my experience in a lot of ways too. I was taught that if I was not happy and or strong, then there were repercussions. If any other emotion came through, there were repercussions. And so, you know, you move on life and you move on your journey. Also, I want to add, when you're like, I was also told that I am too bossy. Like, what is that? Like, oh no, gosh. Maybe I'm a leader. Thank you very much.
Have a nice day. I love that. I would have aspired to be told that. I was like, you're shy and you're so sweet and nice and kind. And you're like, okay. But the shy thing. But yeah, it's funny how when human, old school human nature, right, is like label your kid this, you are the smart one, you're not, you know, you are this. Yeah. And we don't take in the positive sides. Unfortunately, normally we internalize the critical part that we're told about ourselves and we question rather than embracing the beauty and uniqueness of those qualities, actually.
Yeah, I 100% agree. But I think, and with all that being said, on top of that, it's also so important and so healing to be able to express when we're angry, when we're upset, and to do so in a way, and this also depends on the other party that you're involved with. Mm-hmm. It depends on how they receive it. So if you're dealing with somebody who is unhealed or hasn't worked through their stuff, doing shadow work, all the above, it can be almost more toxic, which also still tries to put people in a box. And I just, like, I'm working through ways of, like, you know, regardless of what happens, if I continue to show up as 100% myself and doing it with as much love as I can muster, because I'm sure everybody's gotten into touchy situations where, like, the unhealed, you just want to be like, back to the other person. I know. Definitely. I have.
Sure. I know. And sometimes it feels like some type of self-defense, like just to say something in response.
Exactly. but like how we move through these spaces. So like for me, energetically, when I do my best to hold my ground and hold my space and continue to just come from a heart first, heart centered space. And that's not perfect all the time, because I'm 100% a human with emotions that can go all over the place, especially if I had not done my grounding protection practice, which I do multiple times a day, definitely morning and night. And then depending on what's in front of my face, sometimes throughout the day as well. Because for me, it's really important to do my best to keep myself centered and grounded, so I'm not swept away in the big feelings and emotions. And again, it is truly just a practice. This does not happen all the time. But I find when I'm in the energetic space of it happening in front of me, I do my best to hold my space and hold my ground. Trying to lead from love. But then when it's done, the episode is done, I can reflect. I'm like, okay, glad I did this. I could have been more like caring or whatever in this moment. Mm-hmm. And I always do a cleansing, clearing, grounding practice. And I send back the energy that's not mine. I own and honor the energy that is mine and that I need to work through and or heal. And I own that and I take it on and I let that be what it is. But the shit that's not mine, I 100%.
Return to sender. I love that.
Right? Return to sender. Like, it is not for me to deal with. I just have trust that God and the universe are going to trickle that energy back to that person in a way that it's not going to knock them off their rocker, right? But I also have to respect my boundaries, my peace, my space, and what I'm willing or not willing to tolerate, you know, like, and then just continue to lead in that. And then sometimes the energy can feel sticky. So I'll call up a good friend like, hey, Jess, can you hold space for me and listen to me about this thing or whatever? And that really helps to work through stuff. And it depends, again, on the party. I am so very lucky and grateful and blessed to have this beautiful woman in my life, because she mirrors a lot of my energy with how we care for each other. And so when I'm able to be in these vulnerable spaces, she just holds me and she just can, like, listen. So who you're telling your thing to in these moments is so important.
Yeah. Share that. Sorry, excuse me. Don't share that with just anyone. 100%. Yeah.
Because not only could it not be received well, but their projections can leak into you trying to just emote and, like, be in the space to let the sacred anger and sacred rage come out in a healthy way. So that's really important. Be mindful, because the people, look for people who are going to be 100% supportive, and not people who do the work are typically people who can be more supportive. Who are more aware, people who can be reflective, people who can, I don't like the word criticism, but I don't have another word to put in, but people who can look at their, like, if Jess is like, hey, something you said bothered me,
right?
That would be a quote unquote criticism, but I can be like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Can call you out, call you in. Sounds so negative. Call you in. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Call you in. Look for people who can call you in so you can still safely move through another layer of a trigger or a trauma.
Without judgment.
With no judgment, exactly. Like, just look for safe spaces to be able to share your sacred rage with, because what we see on a bigger global scale right now is so many people in the sacred rage space, but they're doing it unhealthily.
Like, our entire patriarchal system.
Exactly.
This, like, toxic unhealed expression, this war, really the war within people's selves, that they haven't looked at themselves and they haven't, been introspective, like really done the work.
Exactly.
And our systems and our, unfortunately, all the, well, fortunately, because it is being exposed and it is, we are detoxifying. But yeah, I feel like that's exactly what needs to happen and is happening. Yeah.
It is happening. And I think another thing with that global scale energy of seeing unhealed people lash out at other people on the internet and just being like, "Oh, you look stupid today." Like, for why? Why do you need to say that?
Well, God forbid you share an opinion that someone doesn't agree with. Or and just then, people can be assholes.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Oh, that a friend of mine, a musician friend of mine, put a funny post on Instagram this morning. And he was talking, he's a Greek musician, Vasilis. He's amazing pianist. And he was talking about some movie won some award, and I'm not going to know what it is, but a Greek film. And he was saying how as soon as it was shared about, he was mentioning how, you know, there's some people just, they thrive on sharing this, like dimming someone's light, or again, this is not really anger, but it's their own internal shit. It feels like anger.
diminish.
Yeah, totally. Like, exactly. It's like they're trying to diminish some accomplishment, or it's just so nasty. Like, the nastiness that comes out is all unhealed shit that this person's not dealing with. They're just projecting it, just lashing out because they don't want to deal. Mm-hmm. And like, that's why that return to sender energy, whether it's anger or just it's nastiness in general, returning to sender that energy feels so important. I'm learning. I mean, it's like, I know how to do these things, but then in the moment, sometimes it takes a while.
Because
we're human. Like, I'm so feeling everything that sometimes I recently, a few things that happened where it took me like a few days to process because I was, it was like an out of body experience, but anyway, sometimes people's rage can really just like, I'm just trying to take it in still, you know?
I mean, like, let's even talk about that, because that talk about disassociating, because that's what outer body experience really truly is, because it's so intense in the moment, the trauma from the other person that's being projected onto you in their moment of rage. And I don't even know if I want to call that sacred for them, because it feels, and is that fair even? I don't know. But it feels
super
toxic. There's so many nuances and layers. When that is happening, because this happened to me as a kid all the time, I was yelled at for whatever various thing that didn't make sense to me as a kid. And I distinctly remember, like, my sister and I were talking. She's like, when you would get yelled at, and I remember it was just so verbal and brutal. I just remember sitting there like this, like with this smile on my face. Like, I went somewhere else, because in my head, I'm like, haha, I'm not listening to you. I don't know what you're saying. You're not affecting me. But I
love that.
I know, but this is the thing, though. I know from my shadow work and working with my shaman for many years now, that was a part of my soul literally disassociating and leaving the scene, because it was too much for myself as a little person to handle, right? And absolutely. So as an adult, when these moments happen, sometimes I think I feel a bit more grounded in my body, but I have absolutely felt, to what you just spoke about, that shit, I'm disassociating, because it's so traumatic in the moment. So for me, I kind of look at it as like, okay, this is still like, how do I nurture my little inner child that energy stems from? For me, the disassociating because of the trauma, because of the verbal yelling at. How can I just, you know what? It's okay, little Effie. It's okay. You're safe.
And I didn't mean to diminish that, but I was just like,
no, not at all.
Wall, you know, that I'm like, don't feel it, you're protected.
I absolutely did not feel diminished by you on any level. But yeah, like, I think as we do more healing as a human And as we move through these spaces, you become more aware of all these tiny nuances, right? Mm-hmm. Because once upon a time, I absolutely would not have been able to put all of this together. I just would have experienced it, felt it, and I would have reacted. I know we talked about this on our first podcast as well, but like I absolutely would have reacted from the unhurt, unhealed space and then tried to mirror the energy that was being thrown at me, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But now I'm really working on being as mindful as I can and letting myself like scream into a pillow if I'm in a space, like if I'm in an apartment and I share walls with people, I will scream into a fucking pillow. If I have a car available to me and I get to drive around, I will scream at the top of my lungs, preferably on back roads so people are not watching me.
going to nature.
Yeah, I think it's so important to highlight that we need to sit with that energy and not try and bypass it and not try to just be like, tuck and roll, let's go. You know, we got more things to accomplish, more things to focus on. Because what happens if you do this long term, that energy no longer is sacred. It becomes just pure unadulterated rage, and then it sits in you and it festers and it burns you, and you can experience sickness and or disease because the energy gets stuck in our body. So do you have any ideas or any like, how else can we release the sacred rage?
I know we've spoken about this in a previous episode too, I think, but for me, I think movement, I think it might've even been a recent episode, but movement, like punching something.
Ooh, I like that.
Hitting something, like something about that, that action, you know?
Like
letting it out, letting it out. But I agree. Like that's so true. Like when it is so traumatic, even as an adult, and again, this isn't something that I experience all the time, but just recently there was something where it was like an out of body experience a little bit because it was so unexpected to me that the other person, you know, just acted like it was just really shocking. Mm-hmm. But then it took a few days. And in that moment, I didn't say all the right things. Like my first response was to say something because it was directed at me. And it was so ludicrous, but still like, it was like, but then I went somewhere else. And then it took a few days before I was like, okay, well, this is something that we need to talk about, like, because this is not okay kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. And like, how hard is it? I think there are more people waking up and doing it, but like confront. Like
in that moment,
you
can't necessarily do anything because that other person is in their stuff and just totally lashing out. And if you care about that person, well, I guess it depends on the situation. Obviously, if it's a cycle, that's something different. If it's happening often, obviously, that's not something healthy. But we are all human beings and people are having a lot of awakening moments right now. So from a positive perspective, like, I guess thinking of ways to, help. Well, it depends on the relationship with the person. I don't want to get into it much further with the specifics of that, but yeah, the importance of doing the work and finding and care and committing to yourself to do the work. And it's not like nothing, it's not black and white. It's not like you can know all the things and been on your spiritual journey for 50 years and you can still fuck up. It's not a fuck up. We're human. And like, it's all okay. It's more about the self-awareness, realizing hopefully in the moment, because that can happen. I've had that happen where I realize in the moment what's happening. I'm like, wow, I'm being a total bitch right now.
Oh God. Yeah. Me too.
I'm like, okay. I can change this. You know, I think Eckhart Tolle he speaks about this where he's like, when you see it happening in the moment, you can flip the script. You can flip the script. You have the power to shift. And I felt so empowered by that thought. Like, we can actually, not if someone's raging at you, you know, that's another thing. But like, if it's you, and I wasn't raging, but I was just like definitely reacting like in a very unhealed way in that moment for some stupid reason.
It wasn't
that deep. But you got to actually let go of your ego in that moment and be like, oh, this time it's me. Like I own that. And, you know, I can say I'm sorry. And I can say, okay, I overreacted.
Yep.
I think, aren't we all guilty of doing that at some point?
100%. There's not a human on the face of this earth that is a perfectly healed specimen.
And like, if your partner, your friend, your coworker, whoever it is, like you, if you care enough for you about that relationship, hopefully that other person is also able to meet you halfway and you kind of understand each other more then, and you can even laugh about it. I mean, I'm not talking about raging, I guess, in general, like reacting, being human, being sensitive, being bothered by something else and then realizing that that affected the way your mood or whatever, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Being human or feeling shit from outside or feeling disturbed by what's happening in the world like taking on that energy. And then I've for sure, like, especially in the last, however many months, 4, 5, 6 months, things that as the earth's frequency is rising and all this stuff is being detoxed, like, you know, if you care about humanity and you're seeing, you know, thousands and thousands of people being killed unnecessarily, it's just like some days you can just feel like really sad or frustrated or whatever, and that can affect your vibe. So when you're in those moments, just being aware that maybe my vibration is a little lower right now, so maybe my temper might be quicker, or I might, you know, that might affect the way I speak or whatever.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said, and also I think it's important to note, or even just say, that dualities can happen at the same time. So while we're seeing the world literally be on fire and mass amounts of people are suffering and dying, and we can hold space and we can do what we can do from our, like, where we are. So call your congressman,
right,
speaking about it, having hard conversations, learning about it, even if you're keeping silent, but learning about it, that's still important. But I also want to stress how important it is. You can still be happy. You can still enjoy life and count your blessings at the same exact time.
Yes.
Because one thing I know for sure is that the world is going to keep on turning. The world is going to keep on going. And it's important to, again, educate yourself and be involved to the capacity that you can be involved. But there has to be a balance between letting that energy take you over and you still doing your best to be your best, right? Like, happiness can exist at the same exact time as tragedy. And absolutely, that's just the way our life works. So I've been seeing so many people, and even me, I'm just going to speak for me. When this was all happening, everything that's going on in the Middle East, I was devastated. It really felt like it railroaded me. I stopped sharing content. I stopped posting. I wasn't sure how to show up. I then started to educate myself and learn from people on the ground and what was happening, and dive deep into the truth and the reality of what was happening. But then as I started, I guess, like, learning more, I don't know, something in me started to, like, I felt bad in the beginning of, like, I can't be happy because there's so much suffering.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not allowed to be happy. It hurts me to be happy even, you know? And then with more work and more reflection and more sitting with this energy and, like, why does it do me does nobody any good if I am keeping myself small? It does me no good if I'm keeping myself small and not sharing and not connecting with other people, because right now is the time that we need community, right? And it does my soul's mission a disservice to not show up despite feeling like I want to vomit every time I'm like sharing myself with people.
Oh,
I'm
so... but everyone listening loves you. I just feel it, and you're so fucking phenomenal. So I
love you. That wasn't like a fishing. That's just a genuine, this is how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
In this moment.
But I feel you. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, it's just still so important because now that I'm like, okay, I can exist and be happy in my life and focus on my blessings, focus on gratitude and what I do have and, like, you know, healthy relationships with my family or the food I get to eat, the fact that I have a car and I can just get in my car and drive anywhere, like, that still excites me. It's like, whoa, look at me just driving. Like, this is so cool, you know? But it's, like, so important to be able to honor the happiness and the goodness in your life, because it does nobody a disservice if we're all sad and depressed and not showing up for each other.
Absolutely. Because energy is literally everything. So like you, I went into this type of depression, and then also like talk about rage. You know, if you share, which I immediately did, I immediately felt the consequences of that, which brought up all of my childhood shit of fear of expressing yourself. All the rage and from all pretty much toxic energy that being projected for speaking up on behalf of humanity, like that's the side, human beings. Yep. That's the side for me. And like, don't make it about one country, one religion, one race. Like, no, bullshit. Human beings.
100%. If anybody is oppressed,
I'm sick of that. I'm sick of that argument. I am like, it is so misguided and manipulative. And it's just, it, that is in essence our patriarchal system.
Our colonial. Yes, exactly.
White supremacy.
Yep.
Colonialism. Just
talk about
just
layers and nuances. Like,
oh my God. Capitalism, they're all together. But sorry, I didn't mean to go on that.
No,
I just
sacred rage. Tap into it.
I wasn't angry, but I literally felt like I was being attacked just for like speaking up for peace. I was like, wow, I never knew a word like ceasefire could be so
inflammatory.
So inflammatory, exactly. So that started happening because I guess it was too soon to say that. A few months later, it was somehow like more acceptable because more people had died unnecessarily. Sorry, I'm going to stop this. But my point, because otherwise I'm just like, okay, this is not helping anyone. But in the moment, it feels good. my point is to echo what you said, actually, at the end. Like, I couldn't get there overnight to this place of, you know, owning my happiness, finding that inner peace. I would see on my social media some people who I know are super high vibe and they're not spiritual bypassing. I can feel it. Like they're just, that is why they're here. Like they are meant to be in the clouds or whatever. And like, they're amazing souls and they're probably way more evolved than me. But anyways, or we're just all here to not comparison, just like probably is true, but like, or I'm just here to, yeah. Like I'm meant to be like on the ground and there, like I'm meant to be with in the shit as well as in the light. And probably I'm meant to write, you know, that's probably why I've been writing these human songs and being in the emotion, because that is my outlet for feeling and creation. And that's like part of my thing. But at the end of the day, you know, that's, and learning to like recognize that about yourself, like, okay, that's my vibe. Some people are here and they're sharing all the facts. And of course, if they have, you know, more direct ties, of course, it's going to affect everybody differently depending on your unique experience and family. And yeah, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be different no matter how compassionate someone is. Like, it's just like, yeah, finding the peace, returning to love, as Marianne Williamson wrote that wonderful book. It's like returning to love, returning to that state of you that you described early on in this episode of coming from a place of love. It's like returning to that peace, or at least trying at the end of the day and first thing in the morning, those practices of gratitude, those getting excited about the car. I love that. I'm so excited about the sunshine. I'm living now. Exactly. I just went to Barcelona. So I'm like, oh my God, it's sunny out. Life is amazing.
It's the simplest thing sometimes, but to tie it all together, if we don't hold our sacred rage, like we don't hold it with us and work through it, finding and coming back to love feels almost nearly impossible because you're not processing it. And then you'll just be in a rage space. So to tie it all together.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, it's rage or, okay, we're staying with the rage, but, or sadness or any feeling that's uncomfortable, that like sitting with it. And I know you've been really helpful for me, actually, Ifoma. I remember, because I am someone, and I know the movement actually is really important for me. And again, it's different for everyone. I think it's important for everyone, but differently, you know, like for me, that flow, like is my, like I went for a run today. I hadn't run for a few days because we just moved and I've been in like a very stressful in between phase. I was just like, as soon as I started moving, I was like, like, here I am. But what was my point with that?
You said it was helpful in some way, I assume, about, because we were talking about sacred rage.
Yeah, like knowing yourself, knowing what is good for you, what is your effective ways of release, and then returning to your peace, whatever gets you there. And you can shift, but
100%. I love you, friend.
I got so animated there for a second.
It's okay, because that's being a human, you know, like feeling emotions.
Oh my God. Oh my God. All those sad songs for so many years. And now my new songs are like kind of happy.
I also feel similarly to you. I'm supposed to be in two places, like in our current reality and then also in the light. But what kept coming to me as you were talking, I'm like, oh, we're fucking alchemists, right? We take the shit and we turn it into something pretty or workable or whatever. But I also think that we're supposed to help other people.
Yes.
Just like, it's okay to be a human. It's okay to feel all the things. Yeah. You're not wrong. You're not right. The only caveat for me is if you're hurting yourself or hurting other people. Like, that's just a no.
Yeah.
Period. But just being human and existing and expressing yourself in any way is beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's loving for yourself, it's showing up for yourself, and it helps other people show up and share their shine and whatever, whoever they are, because so many of us, again, sacred rage, how it started, have been told or meant to be kept into a box, and we just can't have that anymore going forward. Yeah. That is just not the vibe. So
we are evolving, we are flowing, no more straight lines, coming back to nature.
So I would love to know, anybody out there who's listening and or watching, how have you experienced sacred rage? To share your stories with us. We can keep it anonymous. We don't have to talk about it, but we're working and we want to build community, and we know that we're not the only ones. So share how you may have experienced it, how it may have shown up in your life, how you have been able to transmute it or even not transmute it. But whatever's on your heart, just share, because we want to know.
Awesome. Yay. We look forward to hearing from you and we appreciate you so much. And we'll catch you soon.
Bye, friends.
Bye-bye.